Okay, good to be with you again. We're just seeing God do some wonderful things. There was one of the declarations was God is doing something around the world that we haven't seen. And one of the things he's working on is the 17 to 25 year olds. You know, we're just a year now. We're a year away from Asbury University, where they started a chapel service in the morning with 17 to 25 year olds. And it went all day and all night and all the next day and all the next night, singing, Bible reading, testimonies. It just kept going. It went 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 3 weeks at Asbury College. That word went around the world. And pretty soon, the second week, the end of the second week, there were 20,000 people standing on the lawn, saying, I want to get in the chapel. I want to get in the chapel. But the chapel was full, and they have to wait for one person to come out so one person could go in. And it just kept going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it was operated or facilitated by the 17 to 25-year-olds. Okay? God is moving around the planet in that age group. So if you know anybody in that age group, keep praying for them. Keep visiting with them, keep talking with them, because God is working in that age group. What I've seen this last couple of weeks just around here is the next age group down, 8 years old or 7 years old to 15 years old. Whoa, God is working. So if you know anybody in that age group, jump on it, okay? God is working in that age group. Just wonderful things are happening in that particular age group. So it's an MOG. It's a move of God, okay? And it's come through the 17 to 25, and now it's going a little bit lower. But 17 to 25-year-olds is still working. There's still an MOG there. 2 weeks ago, the Florida State University, I think it's in Tallahassee, Florida State University had a worship time. They had some people come in, a band come in, and lead some Christian worship. Thousands were impacted. Hundreds came to Jesus. And right there at the university, they came out of the auditorium and baptized them in the fountain at the university. There was such an impact, and that's just 2 weeks ago. Where do we hear about these things? How do we get ready for more of this? It's happening in the large meeting in January in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There were 1,600 universities represented there, all young people worshiping Jesus, learning more about evangelism, growing closer to God. So we're seeing it happen. It's an MOG, but you got to find it. You got to dig for it. It's not on the 6 o'clock news. They don't say anything like that on the 6 o'clock news. But God is working. He says, I don't care about the 6 o'clock news. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. So just be aware of these particular age groups. There's an MOG going on, and encourage it and share with them. Pray for them. Pray with them. I was just in a prayer meeting with an eight-year-old on Wednesday afternoon. And he prayed a simple prayer that his friend would be healed and come back to school the next day. And the next day, his friend was healed and came back to school. And he can't help but tell everybody. He's telling everybody, okay, that he prayed and God healed his friend and his friend came back to school. I heard it from his bus driver, okay? Because he told his bus driver too. You see what happens? Hey, young people, God is working in great ways. I wanted, so be praying for that. We've got that particular age group, 17 to 25. And then also I'm just seeing now that it's moving into younger people. Okay, younger people are coming into this move of God. All right, next one, revelation from God. I think we're in 2024, and you and I, and the church generally, we need revelation from God. We need revelation from God. And we're seeing the faith that we have is increasing. We need revelation to make it through this year. We need revelation from God. Revelation means God showing you something. He reveals something to you. Okay? It's like a good example is he would pull the curtain back and show you something. He's going to pull the curtain back and show you something. So I thought, I just was thinking about this week. I said, 2024, we've been asking for more in 2024. Okay? More. And God wants to give us more. So I just looked up a couple of scriptures about gaining revelation from God. So we're going to look at a few of those. Here's one, Revelation 4, chapter 4, verse 1. It's about revelation, right? God revealing things. No wonder, Revelation 4, 1. Then suddenly, John writes this, and suddenly, after I wrote down these things, these messages, now that's important. We need to start writing down and recording what God is saying to us and what God is doing through us. Okay? Malachi 3:16 calls it the book of remembrance. The book of remembrance. It says, in Malachi 3:16, it says, when people, Christians who fear the Lord, love Jesus, are together talking, that the Lord is listening. And when we say something, he says to the people next to him, or the beings next to him, write that down. Write that down in the book of remembrance. Write it down. Right? He's writing down what we're saying when we're talking to each other. So here we go, Revelation 4:1. Suddenly, after I wrote down these messages, that's a good thing to do, okay? Write down the revelations that you're getting from God in your book of remembrance. You see, God doesn't need a book of remembrance. But everything that he shows us in the Word is for an example to us. So what he's actually saying is, might be a good idea to write down the things I'm revealing to you. Okay? He doesn't need it. We need it. We need it, okay? Because when the Israelites were going through the Red Sea. It's 10 miles across. Okay, it's not the big Red Sea. It's probably up a little bit. Probably the Gulf of Suez is where they crossed. 10 miles across, and it's 200 feet deep. And they're right at the edge of it, and they're saying, how do we get across? This is 10 miles across the Red Sea here. How do we get across? And God says, put out your staff, Moses. Now, they were being chased. They were being chased by the Egyptian army, right? Right behind them. The Pharaoh and his army, the horses, the chariots, the weapons are right behind them. And Moses says, put out your staff. And the sea parts, so that maybe 2 million, 2.5 million people can go through. Okay, that's how many are there being freed from Egypt. But army is right behind them. What keeps the army from attacking? Later. But before that, while they're on the shore. You see, here's something interesting. It tells us that in the wilderness that God had a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. Well, the pillar of fire was there at the crossing of the Red Sea, leading them, probably drying out that land, okay? They could walk across on dry land. But behind them was the pillar of cloud. And what it says in Exodus is that the cloud came down onto the ground. What's cloud on the ground? What is that called? It's fog. And it's thick fog. We've had some of that the last couple of weeks, some thick fog. Well, the thick fog comes down right on the Egyptian army. So they're going, where'd they go? I can't see anything. Where is this? Where's the people we're chasing? Well, they're right at the edge of the Red Sea and then starting to cross on the dry ground. And so they all got through. The Egyptian army didn't attack them there because they were in the fog. There was a declaration, our enemies are in the confusion, right? Enemies are in confusion. They're in the fog, right? Our enemies are in the fog. And so they all got through. And then The Egyptians chase them down in, come on the dry ground. The waters fall back. But while the Israelites were walking across, I always wondered about this. It's 200 feet tall, a wall of water. Okay? And you suppose they saw the fish and they could just go, oh, let's get ready for lunch. Hey, come on. We'll have lunch on the other side, grabbing the fish as they walk through. And so they got lunch on the other side. God's supplying, right? He hasn't started manna yet. So they probably had fish the next few days. Everybody grab a fish. We'll have it on the other side. And so then what happened was the water comes down on the Egyptians, so they don't go any farther. And the Israelites go into the wilderness. Now, it tells us in Exodus, in the book of Exodus, they get into the wilderness, and they give us the month and the week. And it's 6 weeks from crossing the Red Sea. And they start complaining. You see, they forgot already what God had done. They forgot what he'd done in 6 weeks. That's why God gives us the example of the book of remembrance. Write down what God is doing in your life. Write down the revelations that he's giving you, because it's an example for us. We're the ones that forget. The Israelites forget. It tells us in Corinthians that all these things written in here are used as an example for you and for me. That's an example for us. The Israelites forgot in 6 weeks what God had done. Can you imagine forgetting that? Oh yeah, they're just on to something else and they're complaining. And they forgot what he did. So writing things down is very important. All right, so this is John writes down, then suddenly after I wrote these messages, there you go, I saw a heavenly portal open up before me. And the same trumpet voice I heard speaking with me at the beginning, that's Revelation chapter 1, broke the silence and said, ascend into this realm. I want to, say it, reveal to you what must happen after this. Okay? So we're coming into another realm where God is going to continuing to reveal things to you and to me. Okay? I want to reveal to you what must happen after this. He said, come up here. Come up here. One version says, come up here. And the verse before says, I saw an open door before me. And then I heard the voice, come up here. I'm going to show you some stuff. I'm going to reveal. Okay, next one. These are just a few scriptures from, okay. Revelation 1, chapter 10. This is John again. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice. The same voice that he heard in 4, chapter 4, okay? I was in the Spirit, so we want to be in the Spirit. Okay, we want to be in the Spirit so we get the revelations that God has for us. All right, next one. Deuteronomy 29:29. You're all familiar with this one. You probably have it from memory. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed, you can say that again, revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Okay, secret things revealed. Okay, the word revealed to us. All right? They belong to us. All right, next one. Daniel 2:19. Then the secret was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Okay, be watching for these dreams and night visions. Okay, that's 2024. We want more, so be ready for them. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Now, the word blessed there is actually Barak, and it means he worshiped. He bowed and worshiped God. Okay, so we need to keep worshiping God for the revelation that he's giving. There's more coming in 2024. All right, that's Daniel 2:19. Next one. Matthew 10:26. So have no fear of others. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. Nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. So the word to us here, have no fear of others. Be courageous and bold. Be courageous and bold. No fear of others. That's fear of man. That's what it is. All right? Nothing is covered that will not be revealed. Okay. All right, next one. Luke 10:21. This gets a little bit long, but I thought there were four things in here that are significant for us. Okay. Then Jesus, overflowing with the Holy Spirit's anointing of joy. Overflowing with the Holy Spirit's anointing of joy. He exclaimed. Now, this particular rejoice here is he's jumping around. He's dancing. He's dancing. We were in Bali in Indonesia, and I was doing a evangelism training. And part of the evangelism training is we go out and talk to people. After the training, we go talk to people. Practice what you learn. And so we were out on the beach because Bali, part of Indonesia, the Bali part, is basically a tourist area. And so we're out on the beaches talking to people, and we see this older man come walking down with his wife. He's right next to the water where the sand is harder, but he's got a cane. And so I looked, turned to the guys I'm with. I said, hey, we need to go tell him about Jesus, but you want to do anything else? He said, well, he's got a cane. Let's ask him what's wrong. And so we walk up to this guy, and he says, excuse us, sir. I see you have a cane. What's the matter? He said, I got a bad knee. Just really tough to walk. And I said, so guys, what are you going to do? Well, let's offer to pray for him. Well, let's offer to pray for him in the name of Jesus. And so we offered to pray for the man. He was with his wife there. And we prayed for him. And he said, what did you do? He said, what's going on here? He said, well, we're praying for you in the name of Jesus. He said, I don't have any pain anymore. He took his cane and he threw it aside. And he started dancing on the beach. He said, I always was a dancer. Now I can dance again. And he's dancing on the beach. So we sat down on the beach with him and his wife. And for 2 hours, we just answered their questions about God. We answered their questions about Jesus. And all of us had the opportunity to share our testimony with him. But it's because of a healing. And the young guys with me had got revelation that we should pray for him. Okay, revelation. Jesus, overflowing with the Holy Spirit's anointing of joy, exclaimed, Father, thank you. We need to be in that attitude of gratitude, right? We need to be thankful. For you are Lord supreme over heaven and earth. And you have hidden the great, what is it? Revelation of this authority from those who are proud, those wise in their own eyes. And you have revealed it with these who humbled themselves. Yes, Father, this is what pleases your heart and the very way you've chosen to extend your kingdom, to give to those who become like trusting children. All right, so we got the thank you, the attitude of gratitude. We got the revelation of this authority, the authority that you and I have. And we need to walk in that authority. And we humble ourselves, and we don't get puffed up with pride. And we're like trusting children. Okay? That's Luke 10:21. I believe that's the Passion Translation, so it's a little longer. It's almost like amplified. Okay, next one. So here it is. These are just how we can have more in 24. More in 24. They're right from the scriptures there. We can be in the Spirit. We can be blessing God or worshiping Him. So kick your worship up. You know, Sunday's not the only day for worship. Kick your worship up during the week, all right? I'm playing the songs that we sing in church here on Sunday. I'm playing them at home on my computer during the week, and I'm shouting along with it. I'm screaming along with the songs that we sing here. Okay, be a blessing God, worshiping Him. So kick that up a notch. Be humble. Now, to be humble means just to not wear a mask. That's the definition of humility, is just be who you are. Be who you are. Be childlike. Okay? We don't need to get puffed up with pride. We just be childlike. That's what's really cool about these 7 to 15-year-olds. They're childlike. Okay? They just believe God for what he says. Ooh, there's an anointing there. And be thankful. Be thankful. Be courageous and bold. No fear of man. Okay, get rid of that. Get rid of the fear of man. The fear of what other people think. You see, the fear of God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. The fear of God is just being more concerned about what God thinks than what other people think. You see what I mean? That's what that is. That's what the fear of God is. The fear of the Lord is being more concerned with what God thinks than what other people think. Doesn't matter what other people think. So be courageous and be in authority. We have authority, and you have learned about that authority here, and that is so significant for 2024. We have to be walking in the authority that God has given us. We must be walking in the authority that God has given us. We can see changes, like our declarations. We can see those changes come about as we walk in the authority that God gives us. All right? I want to, the next one I think is prayer and action, right? Yeah. So go back to this. Go back one page. There we go. There we are. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Prayer and action is which, what do you want? You want to be in the Spirit? You want to be worshiping God? You want to be humble? I got two people that want it. Okay. You want to be childlike? You want to be thankful? You want to be courageous? You want to be in authority? Okay. Stand up and hold out your hands. We'll ask God for all of that. These are right from the scriptures, you guys. So we're lining up with what God wants for us personally. And it's from the scriptures. So hold your hands out and we'll just ask for the impartation. Lord, we ask for the impartation, Lord. We ask for this. We want more revelation in 24. We want more in 24 of who you are and what you're doing in our lives and in this nation. Lord, we want to be in the Spirit. We want to be worshiping you. We want to walk in humility. We want to be childlike in our faith. We want to be thankful. Thankful to you for all that you've done. We want to be courageous and bold. And we want to walk in authority. All right, so let's go through them and all of you say them at the same time. All right, here we go. Lord, we want to be in the Spirit. Lord, we want to be blessing you. God, we want to be humble. God, we want to be childlike. God, we want to be thankful. God, we want to be courageous. God, we want to be in authority. Lord, help us as we go into 2024, full speed. Thank you, Lord. We want all these. Impart them to us in the name of Jesus. Amen.